This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Northeast Ohio has not one, not two, but three park systems that comprise about 70,000 acres of land, and almost 10 times that is protected throughout the state. Listeners have asked our Oh Really project how these parks got started.
Kabir and I are going to try and answer as many questions as we can in this segment. The first one comes from a math teacher at Glen Oak High School named Matthew Brown.
What is the history of the Metro Park system? Who founded them? What agency is responsible for their creation?
He was asking about the Cleveland Metro Parks, which trace their origins to William Stinchcomb. He was a surveyor for the city of Cleveland in 1895, and he was lobbying for a park district, and he worked his way up through city government and eventually became the consulting engineer for what would eventually be the Park District Board. There, he hired the Olmsted brothers, who were well-known landscape architects, and their father had designed Central Park. And they immediately put together plans for what we now call the Emerald Necklace. So finally, in 1917, Stinchcomb convinced the state legislature to authorize a levy to fund the park district, and a few years later, they got their first donation of land for what would become the Rocky River and Big Creek reservations. Now today, Cleveland Metro Parks is made up of about 23,000 acres.
Which is such a treasure.
True.
For Northeast Ohio. What about the Summit Metro Parks?
Well, the Summit Metro Parks, shockingly, are in Summit County, and they started out as the Akron Metropolitan Park District. They have more than 14,000 acres, and they were formed just about the same time as the Cleveland Parks. In 1925, F.A. Cyberling, the founder of Goodyear, was named commissioner, and he also hired the Olmsteds to design the park. That summer, they got their land donation going with a plot at Merriman Road and North Portage Path, which today is called Courtney Park, and it's marked by a boulder with a bronze plaque on it.
Huh, I have to check that out sometime. Cyberling's a familiar name when it comes to parks around here, right?
Yeah, that actually leads to our next question from Brandon Smith, who lives in Macedonia.
Growing up in the greater Cleveland area, knew a lot about the metro parks, didn't know anything about the Cuyahoga Valley National Park until I went to the University of Akron. And would see the signs up and down Route 8. As a native Clevelander, I feel like a lot of people are in my situation.
We asked Jenny Vassarelli, Chief of Education at the CVNP, to walk us through the history.
In the 60s, the state had looked into creating a park and realized it was beyond the scope and scale that could be a state park. And that's when the federal government got involved, you know, thanks to our congresspeople. John Cyberling from Akron and Ralph Regula from Navarre. This national park, every acre has somehow been touched by development. This valley had been a farming valley. Hundreds of small farms occurred in this valley. There were industries. There were two paper mills. Strip mining occurred. Our job has been to do a lot of work to rehabilitate historic structures and then also try to restore healthy ecosystems. So, you know, this national park is a little different than just putting up a boundary and saying, you're done.
And there's a lot of people still living in and around those boundaries.
Yes, this was a community and still is a community. There are many homes where people are still living in park boundaries. You know, land acquisition has been a big part of establishing this park. And, you know, many times people who had lived in the valley ended up selling to the National Park Service during a time period when the land acquisition felt very aggressive and, you know, was hard for the community. And that has some lingering impacts.
And the CVNP was officially established in 1974. Now, that's a lot of parks just around here, but you looked into a question from listener Sandy Varnell, and she wants to know how much of Ohio is protected by park systems.
Well, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, which was created by the state legislature in 1949, owns and manages more than 640,000 acres of land in the state. And on that acreage, there are 136 state nature preserves, 150 wildlife areas, 21 state forests, and 74 state parks. Those parks have gotten a big investment over the past few years. They've put in more than $230 million to updating camping facilities, renovating cabins, and improving lodges, and they're trying to add more trails. We now, in those state parks, have more than 5,000 miles of trails. And the state plans to keep that going. So ODNR also oversees waterways, 60,000 miles of inland rivers and streams, 451 miles of the Ohio River, and on Lake Erie, 2.25 million acres of water. Thanks for asking your great questions. Keep them coming, and we'll try to keep answering them.
I'm Kabir Bhatia.
And I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.